Welcome. You're listening to a members-only broadcast brought to you by Barnabas Foundation, your trusted ministry partner for planned giving. And here's your host, Kurt Knoll, Director of Member Relations.
Hey, friends. Thanks for joining us today. So glad that you've taken some time. We're so excited to be with you. We're going to be talking about fourth quarter marketing plan. It's getting to be that time of the year. So we're going to spend some time together. You're saying right now, who is that guy? That's the church guy from Barnabas Foundation. My name is Phil Leo, and normally it's Kurt Knoll sitting right here. And Kurt, as some of you know, is getting married this weekend, and for some reason thought that he needed to take some time off this week for that. Our thoughts and prayers are with Kurt and Lisa. We're so excited for them. We have Heather Day here, and she is going to walk us through the fourth quarter marketing plan. She's excited to be able to do that. And also, I just want to mention before we dive in, we were able to see a number of you during last week's member event in Grand Rapids. It was so good to see so many of you. I just want to mention that the slides and also the follow-up resources are going to be sent out soon. So if you're waiting for those, they'll be coming shortly. Another thing I should mention too, just please make sure that you're making this session interactive with us. Use the Q&A, and we'd love to be able to answer any questions that we have. Sound good?
Sounds good. Hey, thanks, Phil, for being here today.
Of course. I'm happy to step in.
I can't ever get Kurt to dress like me.
Well, right. We showed up this morning, and it was like, oh, okay, we wore exactly the same thing. So we're very proud of it and still are. We're not apologizing at all. So Heather, it's ended the year, a special time, especially for folks in development. I was just telling Heather, it is an exciting time. I'm just glad I just get to be the church guy and I don't have to be in development because there's a certain amount of pressure that goes with end of year.
Absolutely.
What are some of the things to keep in mind as planning is taking place and resources are going out?
Yeah, so we talked to a number of our members last week who were responding even to Jim's. Jim had an article in the last issue of Monthly Update, just encouraging those of you who, some of you have had your plans in place for a long time, but if you're like a lot of ministries, you might be a little stressed right now, just trying to figure out what to do, because the end of the year has crept upon you. We all have the best of intentions, always trying to get those plans way far in advance, work in advance. But real life kicks in and we get in ourselves in a place and a bind. And we just want to, the take home message today, if you hear nothing else, is that you are not alone. We have resources to help you. It is not too late to get a plan in place. And we, everything that we're going to talk about today, we're going, all of our customizable materials can be turned around very quickly. So we got your back. That's the main thing that we want. If you hear nothing else today, take a deep breath. We're here to help you.
That is the voice of calm and reason right there.
Thanks, Phil.
So, of course, you're always messaging about marketing in the world of planned giving. What's different with fourth quarter messaging and marketing as opposed to other times of the year?
Sure. Well, there are a few things different. I'll start with though, what is the same.
Okay.
So I talked last week at our member conference, and you've heard us talk about before, about making sure that your mission and your vision are coming through loud and clear. And that does not stop at the end of the year. We do start to get into some of the tactics and we'll talk about that, but you need to make sure that every message that you're sending is that your vision, your mission is coming out loud and clear, because that's why your supporters give to you. So make sure that you're doing that. Also continue to do social norming. We talk about that a lot. Make sure that you're telling donor stories. Make sure you're conveying the message of smart, generous people do things like this. And then also keep it simple. Again, we'll talk about tactics at the end of the year, but don't overwhelm them with details. Every message you send, think about what is your next step. You're trying to engage them in conversation, so move to that. Now, as far as what's different, though, at the end of the year, your donors are really starting to think about end of the year tax savings. They're thinking about specific things. They're also, we're at a season where maybe the discretionary income gets a little tighter. We got Christmas in there. We've got all these things going on. So there's a little bit like tighter on the cash flow. So thinking about how, so you want to center your message around how you can help them solve the problems they have. How can you help them minimize taxes? How can you help them give in creative ways that don't affect their cash flow? And the more that you can talk about that, the better off they'll be. This is a great time to serve your supporters, show them alter ways that they can give. Secondly, something that's a little bit different, we often think about how much is too much, how much should I be communicating? Right. And at the end of the year, I would just say it's really hard to hit that level of communicating too much. Mm. Your supporters are hearing from lots of ministries. It's natural to have an uptick in communications. They're going to hear from several other ministries and they're going to give to a ministry, so it might as well be yours. So don't be afraid. I don't want to bother them. I've already sent an email earlier this month. This is not the time to pull back. The end of the year, there's a higher tolerance and just a reality of make sure that communicating regularly and getting your message across.
That's I like that because your expectations at the end of the year. My expectations are that I'm going to see a lot more of those communications. So we should expect that.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And your supporters are not offended by that. They're thinking about that end of the year flurry about getting their taxes in order, making their last minute gifts. So this is all about timing, getting those messages out when they're ready to hear it.
So there's this wonderful, beautiful, amazing thing called the Planned Giving Marketing Plan.
Yes.
And there might be some new members joining us, some folks that are not so familiar with it. We think the response that we've gotten back from it has been really, really positive. Mm-hmm. And maybe we should just take a minute or two just to give an overview of what it is and how it works.
Yeah, so the Planned Giving Marketing Plan is really this pick and choose plan. We want to provide you a wide variety of materials so that you can find the materials that work best for your communication plan, your things that you put out. So we really have, you could take every single thing of the plan if you'd like, and there's a lot of resources in there, or you could just pick the one or two that makes sense for your organization. Everything that we have is, we have a lot of customizable resources, which means we will make sure that your colors are in it. We'll make sure that your contact information is in it. We'll make sure if you want to swap out photos, we can swap out those photos for you. Some of our larger organizations that have a more sophisticated marketing team have a design team on staff. If you want the design files from our Adobe InDesign files, if you want those, we're glad to provide those to you so that you can customize them and make them work for you. So a wide variety of materials, take as little or as much as you'd like and put it to use.
So are you ready, guys? We are going to dive into the resources. It's fourth quarter.
That's right.
We're going to see what we have up our sleeve and what we have ready for you. Heather's going to share the screen and walk us through those resources. So get ready. Here we go.
All right. So this is our fourth quarter marketing plan. And just so that you're aware, all of our marketing plans, we try to make it available approximately 90 days before the quarter starts. So our fourth quarter marketing plan has actually been out for a little while, but we want to make sure to walk through it with you. So when you go to barnabasfoundation.com, you're going to log in. I'm not going to attempt to log in front of you because that could be a painful process, but I'm already logged in. Once you're logged in, it's going to click, the member center will appear. And from the member center, there's this dashboard. You'll click right here on the Planned Giving Marketing Plan. And then from here, you can access all of our marketing plans. And I just want to mention this because I want to speak to those for just a second, to those of you who are planning way out in advance. So some take home message again today is it's not too late to start planning. But if you are planning far in advance, you could always go back to prior plans that are, we try to make sure that they're timeless and that you can access previous plans. But in this case, we're going to go into our fourth quarter plan for 2021, and I'm going to show you the resources that are available. So the first thing that you'll want to do when you log into the member plan is you'll want to download this at a glance 2021 Q4 non-cash assets and end of the year. And it is a quick summary of all the materials that are available for the fourth quarter. So you can look through it and maybe circle or highlight those things that you want to make sure to order. So included in every single marketing plan are a number of articles. And I'll give a quick shout out to Phil, the church guy. He wears a lot of hats, but he helps with the writing of some of these materials as well. So he may,
well, thank you.
He may not be our member person, but a lot of the resources you're seeing are a result of his talents. So we have four new articles. Every single marketing plan will have four new articles. In this fourth quarter marketing plan, article number one is big gifts that won't break the bank. And this is an article that talks about stock. It talks about real estate and IRA. It allows them to give in substantial ways. Again, we talked about how at the end of the year, they're concerned about cash flow. So this talks about those gifts that won't affect their cash flow. The second article is blessing, and you would plug in your ministry name through your IRA. This is a great article for your donors that are 70 and a half and older, just to remind them that if you're over 70 and a half, IRA is a wonderful way to give that reduces their taxes and also helps them give in a substantial way. Article number three, who's that in the spotlight? This is a great biblical teaching about the rich farmer and just making sure to remember whose resources are these anyway, and talking about that from that perspective. And then the long shot that paid. Those of you who are at the conference heard Adam say, I was blown away. If I had spent $100 on cryptocurrency a few years ago, I'd be a multi-billionaire now. So sad boy hour, as my daughter would say. So that we have an article on cryptocurrency and how if that applies to you and you have had a windfall from cryptocurrency, you can now gift that and use that for kingdom impact. So that walks you through it. I'm going to skip over this for right now because we're going to come back and talk about it. But I just want to point out that when I reference that there's a place for you to find promotional resources, this is right where you'll find that. I want to go back real quick to, I'm just going to click on this long shot that paid. For every article that we have, when you click on it, it will have a Word document of the article. And we put the word count right there so you know exactly where it will fit in your printed or your email newsletter. It'll tell you how long it is. You can download it as a Word document. We also have images for website, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And you can also, if you're on other social media channels, you can use those as well. But those are sized appropriately for those. So every single article comes with a graphic. But of course, if you have a picture or an image that you'd rather use instead, you are more than welcome to do that. So I'll close out of that. Going back to the marketing plan. So we'll come back to this. We have social media content, we have questions and answers, and we have fast facts. And all of these are written to help put content on your social media that drives them back to your website and prompts inquiries about non-cash assets. And then a compilation of if you want to hand this over to your social media person, all of the content, when to post it, and it's all compiled in one place. I should reference again, I keep thinking of these things as I move along. But every article that we have on the plan also has a summary paragraph at the end that you can use as a teaser paragraph for your e-newsletter or social media. The next thing that I'd like to point out is the reply device language. If you're sending out mailings, and we know that you are, if you're sending out mailings, we would suggest adding a checkbox to your mailings to start to introduce these concepts of giving. And some of this is to obviously capture inquiries, to capture leads, but it's just as much about planting that message as this is a smart and powerful way to give. So even if they don't return the checkbox, you're in a very subtle way reinforcing, hey, think about giving from your IRA or think about giving a non-cash asset. If you have the ability to segment, we give you two different options here. For those that are 70 and older, if you have the ability to do an age overlay, we would suggest using this reply device language. I'd like to learn how giving from my IRA reduces my taxes. But for everyone else, we'd suggest I'd like to learn how giving stock, real estate, or business interest may reduce my taxes. So that's a great language for you to start incorporating. We have this a brand new brochure that's available, and this is strategies for the giving season. I'm going to just click on here to show you how this works. This is a brochure. It's made available to you here. I'm going to pull up a sample PDF. This is a brochure that has a testimonial quote from Jack and Marianne talking about non-cash assets. It has what's my deadline, so it walks them through some of the important end of the year deadlines. And on the inside, it talks about three ways that you can give at the end of the year. Here's three strategies for the giving season: giving stock, real estate, or other non-cash assets, giving from your IRA, or streamline your giving to multiple ministries through the Stewards Fund. So these are all great resources for you. This brochure you might make this available to hand to in-person visits, or you might enclose this with a mailing with a cover letter. You might put a business reply envelope with this in there. There's a number of ways that you can use that. And of course, we're curious to hear how you used it. So yeah.
Yeah, I want to grab that. There's a question. Can your newsletter be converted to a self mailer?
Can your newsletter be converted to a self mailer? So yes, if you have a newsletter, I think you could fold it in such a way and see, I think this is what you're saying, Jeff, that you would seal it, put their address on there and put that, drop it in the mail. And you can of course incorporate the ads that we provide, and I'll show those in a moment, and you can incorporate the articles. I might suggest, I think that several of our members do newsletters in a number of ways. I think one of the most effective ways that I've seen is for them to put their newsletter in with a cover letter, and it just has a little bit more of a personal touch.
How many pages is your newsletter?
That's a great question, because we don't have a newsletter format. We used to have a newsletter that we would hand over directly to you. But so many of our members, it has to look and feel like you. It has to have your mission in there. It has to have your donor testimonials in there. We would recommend it is uniquely has your language in it. So rather than providing a newsletter template, we provide you the articles and ads that you can place in your existing newsletter. So going back to the plan, so we have this brochure. Also, every single marketing plan, we have three what we call buck slips or receipt inserts. These are sized so that they can fit in I'm going to probably use the wrong number, I believe a number 9 envelope. They can go back in a business reply envelope. But this first one talks about, it's a very general gifts that reduce taxes. It has a donor testimonial on there, Gary, who donated farm equipment. The second one talks about gifts of stock. And this third one talks about giving from your IRA. And again, I'll click on this real quick to show you how it works. We have had this available. On the front, it has very simple messaging. And then on the back, it has additional language about it. And it has a way for them to reply to you or give your contact information. To request more information about this giving type. So you can enclose these. We heard from some of our members last week, we're talking about this. Some of them include it in their gift receipts. Some of them are also actually enclosing this with their newsletter, which I thought was a clever thing to do, or in with their mailings. They're using these in a number of ways. So these are really helpful and versatile. And on every resource, we also have a sample explanation that shows you exactly where the customization can be done.
Wonderful.
Just going to keep rolling through here. We have newsletter ads. Several of you, if you have an existing newsletter, these we have them available in two sizes, a quarter page and a half page ad. You can incorporate in there that talks about gifts that reduce your taxes. And then we have a number of info sheets. This one is new for fourth quarter released, giving cryptocurrency to ministry. All of these info sheets, again, can be customized with your look, your logo, your colors. If you want to replace the photos, you can as well. And it has your contact information. And you'll see this one is a brand new one, but you're going to notice a pattern that quarter after quarter, we repeat these info sheets because the buck slips and the articles are driving them to request more information. But if you have these info sheets on hand, these will equip you to have the right resource to respond to those inquiries. So these repeat quarter after quarter. So all of these are on here. I'm scrolling through here real quick, but I would encourage you to go through and take a look at the fourth quarter marketing plan and make sure that you have those on hand. So yeah, so there's a lot of resources. I know that I couldn't dive into them real in depth, but I would encourage you to go in there and take a look at all of them.
That is a crazy lot of resources. I'm blown away. You guys are pretty good at this. I'm just like, holy cow. I'm not in the member center that often, so I don't see all that stuff. So that's amazing.
Phil.
That's really cool. So you mentioned a live training events coming up. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So this is
a live training series.
Yeah. So this is a, I'm making sure our windows are open here. I'm pulling double duty here with tech, and that's not my strong suit. So we have, this is the part where I said I'd come back to that because we have promotional materials. We gave this a try One year ago, we decided we were getting a lot of questions from our members who were asking, how can we provide planning in this time where face-to-face visits are not as easy to pull off? How can we reach more of them? So we decided to give something a try, and we had a great response to it. So every single quarter, we will have live training that's available for your supporters. We would encourage you to attend, but also invite your supporters to attend with you. And these are approximately 20 minutes long. They're in the same format as this training is today. They are a presentation, but your supporters can ask Q&A. They can interact with the person that's presenting at any time. So those live trainings are available every single quarter, but in the fourth quarter, it's actually a series, because we want to go into depth about the individual giving types. So I'm gonna rattle these off real quick, but all of these can be found in the marketing plan. So on October 13th, Cindy Reimersma, the brilliant Cindy Reimersma, is gonna be talking about giving through a donor advised fund. And she's gonna be talking about why your supporters might consider that. October 20th, Travis Morrow is gonna be talking about giving cryptocurrency to ministry. So that's a great one. Nathan Osborne is gonna be talking about giving real estate and business gifts on October 27th. Amy Baker Beatty is gonna be talking about giving from an IRA on November 3rd. And Adam Lopez is talking about giving stock and marketable securities on November 10th. So you can encourage your supporters to attend any of these or all of these. There is no cost for them to attend, but we do request that they register in advance. And that's for this reason. When they register, we ask them, how did you hear about this event? If they indicate that they heard about it from your ministry, we will let you know that after the events. We'll tell you, you had the following supporters that attended the event, so that you'll be able to follow up accordingly. We also have recordings of every single one of those are available on our website, so that if someone misses it, or if you're not able to attend, you can access that and also share that with your supporters. And then, as I mentioned in the marketing plan, that's what I skipped over. If you go back there, there's a promotional flyer. There's also language that you can use on your social media to help you promote that. It is an event that the Barnabas Foundation hosts, but it's a great way to get your supporters very practical information to take the next step.
Yeah, those are really well done. And also it was great to see just the amount of participation from folks all across the country.
Yeah,
in those. So it was really, really cool. That's a great event. I just want to remind folks about the Q&A. We're going to be wrapping up here shortly. So if you have any questions you want to push through, please do that. Let's see once if there's any additional advice, fourth quarter, wrapping up, big picture, what should we keep in mind?
Yeah. So I'll start again with take a deep breath. You've got this. It can feel overwhelming, but you've got this. I would suggest that you gather the troops. So look for those people around you that are going to help you execute your fourth quarter plan, divide and conquer. Don't try to handle it all yourself, and consider us on that team. Look and see what, if you need a follow-up call, feel free to give us a call. Prioritize. As we talked about, we have a number of resources. So I would prioritize, if you can do it all, great, but you're probably in the minority. Figure out what you want to, the biggest thing that you want to accomplish, and find the resources that are going to help you do that. If you can choose one thing, you want to just really promote stock at the end of the year, you want to really promote IRA, I would start there. But prioritize and figure out the resources that are going to help you do that. Make sure that you're looking in the marketing plan and familiarize yourself with all of the materials that are available, and get them ordered. We have a quick turnaround. We tell everyone, if you request materials from us, we can turn it around for you generally in 2 weeks or less. We love more notice than that, but we can generally turn that around, and you can send that directly to, you could send that to a print vendor, or you can print it in-house. So again, if you have any questions, call us, email us. We would love to walk you through it and make it as easy as possible.
Absolutely. And again, the member center is key here. All of these resources are found in the member center. If you're having trouble with your login, reach out to Linnell. She's happy to help you with that. Also, just a reminder, if you are a big picture, long range planner, quarter one resources, Ultimate Gifts, are coming out later this month.
It's a couple weeks.
Okay.
So maybe sooner.
Keep your eyes out for those. And anything else at all?
No. Oh, you know, I'm seeing a question up here. Do you have a rhythm for communications in Q4 written up, like social, a newsletter drop in early November, email campaign of one per month, other? Okay. So this is a great question, Don. In what I didn't show you today is that in the marketing plan at the bottom, there is a link to our user's guide. I would recommend familiarizing yourself with that because it does give you a skeleton plan of like, if you're going to use every single resource in the plan, here's how we would recommend that you use it. So make sure that you're reading through that. And if you'd like to just brainstorm with us too, we're glad to take that a step further and have a conversation with you. But there is kind of a skeleton plan that applies quarter after quarter available in the user's guide.
Great. Well, I think that's it. Heather, thank you so much for walking us through all of that. And thanks to all of you for joining us today. And next month, Kurt will be back.
Yes.
And again, best wishes to Kurt and Lisa and their big day coming up this week. And you all have a good week and God bless. We'll see you next month.
Thank you for listening. This has been a Members Only broadcast brought to you by Barnabas Foundation. Learn more about the variety of resources, tools, and training available to you by logging into the Member Center at www.barnabasfoundation.com.